I'm coming off another jam-packed weekend. I feel like I'm saying that every week now, but I guess as we get closer to summer and the year starts wrapping up, our school activities, kids' activities start getting to be more frequent. So this past weekend, Kaylee had her last play performance. They did the musical Matilda. It was really adorable, but she knows that it's her last time doing a play because when she gets to high school, she plans on doing sports, so she can't do acting as well. So it was kind of sad doing her hair for the last time for her play, sitting there, knowing what her last line was going to be on stage. And now I'm getting a little emotional thinking about it because I know it's the beginning of a whole lot of lasts in the next couple of months. But in order to have new beginnings, you have to have the last. So I keep reminding myself of that. And then Michael, he bridged up from being a Cub Scout to a Boy Scout. And I totally missed out on his ceremony because it was the same time as Kaylee's last play performance. And it's really hard when you have to make that decision of what to do. But Russ took Michael, I took Kaylee, and we just sent each other pictures of everything that was going on. So we kind of felt like we were at both, or at least our hearts were. So one of my goals this year was to try not to be so sad the next couple of months because it's a lot of lasts for me and it's a lot of moving on to the next chapter. I'm moving out of the season of my life where I have kids in elementary. As of September, I will have a middle schooler and two high schoolers. And then soon that oldest high schooler is looking at colleges and I know her time is going way too fast. So I'm really trying to not get upset, to just enjoy these moments and celebrate the fact that I have beautiful, healthy children that are moving on and growing and having the best time ever. And that brings us to today's episode. Today's episode is all about doing a goal check-in. We're rounding out the end of March. It's the end of Q1. We're a quarter into the year. And I really want you to take out those goals and we're going to do a reflection. It's kind of what we did at the end of last year, but now we're doing it kind of a quarter in this year. But you're going to take out that paper or that book or wherever you did that work. And you're going to look at those goals that you wrote down for yourself. What steps have you taken to be that person on that paper, to get to that optimal weight, to have paid off that debt, to have decluttered your house, to have gotten the promotion, or whatever that big goal you set out for this year? Where are you with them? Just using myself as an example, looking at my goals, my biggest goal this year is to create a course, which I'm working on it. I'm not where I want it to be, but I'm still making those baby steps forward. My basement, redoing that, that is something that I'm going to kick myself in the butt if I don't get done this year because I really wanted it done last year, but I'm not as far as I wanted to be at this point. I have done two donation pickups already. I've probably gotten about 10 boxes of more stuff out. How I still have stuff down there, I don't even know because it barely looks like I put a dent in it, but I promise you, I've done about, I guess in the last 15 months, 11 pickups. It should be empty, but it's not. My weight is another big one of my goals. I'm down. Like I said yesterday, if you listened to yesterday's episode, I'm working on it, but I'm not perfect. Macros, I am tracking them. I've been pretty consistent with tracking my food since I think February 19th was the date I started. And that was the date I said I would on the podcast, but I'm definitely not meeting the macros. I'm trying to play around with them. I still don't fully understand them. So trying not to give up on them, at least I'm tracking and knowing what's going in my body. I did start going to boot camp classes at the gym, but then last Monday night, I pulled a muscle in my right glute, also known as my bum cheek. So I couldn't go to Tuesday's class. And then Wednesday night, I thought I was all good, did a little squat, tried to move my hips from left to right to make sure it was all better. And then I ended up doing the same thing to my left side. I'm a hot mess. I also realized that I just really don't like going to the gym, and I don't know if it's my body, like just making it that I can't go to the gym. I really, really, really wish I was a gym person and could get into it. So I'm going to be looking into what I can do at home to give me the same impact because I just really rather be home. Because I want to reach my health goals and going back to yesterday's quote, I'm failing forward with the gym thing. I'm not making that financial commitment to do something that I don't enjoy, but I'm taking the time to learn from it. And I'm going to make those changes in my routine to work in morning workouts at home, and we'll see how that goes. So help keep me accountable. So that's a little insight into today's episode. I'm going to walk you through how to check in on the goals you set out for yourself this year, how to make the adjustments in your life to reach those goals. I also added a calendar freebie in the show notes. It's a printable 2024 calendar. Even if you have a planner, I want you to print these out because it's so helpful to be able to just lay out the calendar on a table or on your counter and have a few months in view, not just having to look at 1 month and then flip the page to see the next month. I do this all the time. I use it for planning, especially when it comes to summer and figuring out our plans and keeping the kids busy, which, spoiler alert, I am going to be offering a free workshop for planning out your summer soon. I don't have the date picked out yet, but it will be sometime at the end of May, beginning of June. Our schools don't get out until the end of June, but I know so many of you are done at the end of May. So I want to make sure I can help you mamas out too. But enough of that. Let's get started with today's episode. Are you feeling overwhelmed trying to juggle all the many hats you wear as a working mom? Do you want more quality time with your family without distraction of work? With time alone to take care of yourself and your needs? Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life. I'm Carrie, a wife, mom of three, and a recovering perfectionist. In this podcast, I will teach you how to create balance in your life by implementing healthy habits, organizing your home and your schedule, being intentional with your time and in your relationships, and most importantly, how to start putting your needs first because no one can pour from an empty cup. Grab that second cup of coffee, or if you're anything like me, your third. It's time to dive into today's episode of Mom Wife Career Life. I say it all the time on the show. My goal in life, and it really should be everyone's goal, is to be better than the person I was yesterday. That means I want to constantly be growing, constantly be learning, constantly be improving. And it's really not that hard. When you set goals for yourself, when you plan for it, when you have routines in place where you are intentional with how you spend that time, you can reach your goals. I did an entire goal setting series that I will link in the show notes. So if you haven't listened to those episodes, be sure to check them out. But if you're still struggling after listening, if you want to improve and be better, but you don't know where to start, or you look at that calendar or planner and you don't know how to use it to keep you on track, if you need help and guidance on how to get control of your time so that you have time and space to work on the things that matter most to you, then please book a discovery call with me today. They're free. Tell me what you're struggling with, and I'll walk you through how I can help you. They are literally 5 minutes. And if you're thinking in your head that you don't have time to make a 5-minute phone call, then girl, you really need me more than you think you do. Until then, let's talk about how to do that goal check-in on your own. We start the year all motivated with our resolutions and our dreams for the year. I don't know how many years it's been that I am picturing myself wearing a bikini by summer. Meanwhile, the last time this body saw a bikini was February 2009 BC, before children. I will never wear a bikini again. Is it possible? Maybe, but it would take way more time and discipline than I'm really willing to commit with. So a big part of goals is being realistic with yourself. Back to those SMART goals we talked about in our goal planning series. So hopefully, if you're 30 pounds over your goal weight, you didn't have it in your head that you had to have a washboard stomach by July, because unless you had a daily personal trainer, a personal cook, that will probably not happen. So make those goals realistic. Reset if you have to, and I'll walk you through that process as we go through our steps on how to do a check-in this quarter, so that way on April 1st, you hit the ground running. Number one, review your goals. Hopefully, you wrote down those resolutions or goals somewhere. If you didn't listen to our goal planning series or go through all those exercises of creating your goals, please carve some time out this week to go listen. I will link the series in the show notes. That is really the number one place to start. But for those that did write them down, take some time to revisit those goals you set at the beginning of the year. Remind yourself of the specific goals, and most importantly, remember the why behind them. When you have a why behind your goals, you are more likely to accomplish them. For example, if you wanted to lose weight, what was your why? To be healthier, of course, but for me, it's because I'm sick of not feeling good in my clothes, not fitting into my jeans, so I can stop wearing leggings that I've been wearing since last summer. Or if your goal was to pay off debt, your why could be because you want a bigger house for your family, or you want to go on that vacation. You wrote down those goals for a reason, because there was something great you wanted out of this year. So go back to that why. And if you didn't write down a why, then get out that paper and pen and start writing. Number two, assess your progress. Evaluate how much progress you've actually made towards each of your resolutions since January. Celebrate any accomplishments, any wins, no matter how small, and identify the areas where you may have fallen a little short or completely short or totally failed. Remember, we made our goals SMART goals. So they should be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. So hopefully you are able to go back to how you were planning to measure your progress and see where you are with each of them. If your goal was to lose 20 pounds by June, your mini goal would have been to lose 4 pounds each month. So by now you would be down 12 pounds. That's pretty measurable. That was my goal. And I'm telling you right now, I am not down 12 pounds. I'm down about half of that. But that is what you're going to go back and do. You're going to assess how far along you've come with each of them. Number three, reflect on challenges. You're going to reflect on any challenges or obstacles you've encountered along the way for each of your goals. Consider what factors may have contributed to your progress or lack thereof, and start brainstorming possible solutions. The weight goal is the easiest to use as an example because the struggle is real. I'm great during the week, but when the weekends hit, that's where it does get really hard. I'm great at meal planning the week, but I don't meal plan on the weekends because it's really Russ that's cooking. So that is where I'm going to be focusing. I also need to start getting an exercise routine in my schedule. So it's revisiting my routines and schedule to see what I can fit in and where to get back to closing my apple rings because that really works for me. The cold weather is a serious motivation killer. So my mental mile walks haven't been happening. So in going through this exercise, I've identified what my challenges have been. Weekend eating, lack of exercise, hating the cold, all things that I need to work around. Luckily, spring is almost here, or is here, but hasn't really felt like it. But warmer temps are in my future, and that mental mile will be too. Number four, adjust your goals. Goals are fluid. They change with you, priorities change, life happens, and God's plans for you may be different than what your plan is for yourself. You need to be able to pivot and make adjustments. Don't use any of what we talked about as excuses to give up. Don't get me wrong, some goals you may give up on. Maybe your goal was to go on an amazing vacation this year, but then you had an unbudgeted expense that made it really not feasible, like having to replace your entire water line, which is something we have to do, but I'm so thankful that my intuition told me to get waterline insurance because that bad boy would have ended up costing us over 10 grand. So side note, if you do live in an old house and your waterline has not been replaced, get the insurance from your water company, especially if you plan on living in that house for a long time, because at some point you're going to need to replace it and you don't want to have to incur that expense. But the point is, be willing to adjust your goals if necessary based on your current circumstances and your priorities. If certain resolutions are no longer feasible or relevant, don't hesitate to modify them or even set new ones that better align to whatever your current goals are. So the weight loss one, I'm only down 6 pounds, and losing 14 pounds in 2 months to lose that 20 pounds by June, I really don't think that's feasible. So I'm adjusting it to 10 pounds by June. And if my plan goes to plan, I might actually hit that 14 pound mark by July. So fingers crossed, I get my discipline and my butt in gear. Number five, break goals into smaller steps. This is how you reach your bigger goals. It is how you stay on track. That big goal you have, break it down into smaller, more manageable steps and measurable milestones. I included a freebie in this episode. It's a printable calendar. I want you to print it out. You're going to use it to map out your goals for the rest of the year, or at least for the next couple of months. I have my planner that I write a bunch of this stuff in, but I am a very visual person. I take the paper calendar and I spread the months out on my table. I usually do 3 months at a time. So right now I'm looking at April, May, and June, which is perfect because that brings me to the end of the year. And then I have a huge seasonal change of having to deal with the summer. I won't say having to deal with the summer. I love the summer, but summer starts for us in July. I take the time to write out all the stuff I know I have going on. The birthdays, the parties, the graduations, the kids' events, the work events, the doctor's appointments. And then I look at my goals and I break them down into milestones and I put those milestones on my calendar. If you have a date that you want to do something by, circle that date on the calendar. I'll never forget last year, I had May 16th circled. That was the day I wanted to launch this podcast and there was a ton of work involved to be ready for that date. So I had to write out all the things I needed to complete in order to hit that date. And then wrote those milestones on my calendar. Knowing you have a hard deadline can really light a fire under you. So with the weight loss, if I want to get serious about it, it's really doing this exercise every week. I need to be losing a little over a pound a week. And if that isn't happening, I need to be looking at what I did the week before, what didn't work, and make adjustments, and making sure that I'm keeping on track based on what I wrote on my calendar. If you want to pay off debt, that's an easy one to track and break it down into smaller goals. If you have a total dollar amount that you want to pay off, then circle the date you want to be fully paid off by, divide that by the number of the weeks you have to pay it off, and those are your mini goals. These mini goals are way more manageable steps, and they really help your mindset of believing that you can actually achieve the end goal and make it way less overwhelming. Number 6, stay motivated. I'm really hoping that this episode reignites that goal-setting fire you had and brings back some of that excitement you had when you first created that 2024 goal list. There is still so much time left in this year to rock your goals, so keep it up or get started. You can do hard things. You just have to plan for them. And there is so much power in positive thinking and manifesting. If you believe you can, you will. Get rid of the self-doubt. Get your plan in place. You have your mini goals and just build in those actions to hit those mini goals into your routines. My weight loss goal, I'm reworking my morning routine for yoga. I'm adding in weekends to my meal planning. If paying off debt is your goal, then maybe pay some of that extra debt on auto pay. Increase the auto payment every month so you don't even have to think about the payment. You just have to manage your spending. Maybe you have a budget check-in meeting with your spouse every week. I also have another awesome freebie for you in the show notes. It's my time and money-saving meal planning guide. So food is a huge place to save money, and it can save you time to actually work on these goals. Number 7, recommit to your resolutions. Use your March check-in as an opportunity to recommit to your resolutions with renewed enthusiasm and determination. I'm really hoping that you're listening to this episode and are feeling the kick in the butt I'm giving you, and that you're not beating yourself up for not making the progress you wanted to make by now. What's done is done. What was not done is not done. You can't change the past, but you can take the steps to change your future. Look at your goals and commit to them. Commit to bettering yourself. Commit to doing the things on that paper because you want to be healthier, because you want to be happier, because you don't want to stress about things anymore. Whatever your goals are, they are on your heart for a reason. You owe this to your future self. Number 8, track your progress. Implement a system for tracking your progress moving forward, whether it's through a journal, an app, a spreadsheet, or your planner. I use my planner. I transfer all the milestones I wrote on those printed monthly calendars into my planner so that it's all in one place. The planner I have is actually designed for goal setting. I bought it that way on purpose. So it has a space for the wins for the week and what I need to improve upon. These types of planners work great if you actually use them, but so many people buy a planner because they think they are going to magically get their life organized, but then they never actually use them the way that they're intended to be used. So they're not getting the output that they thought. Also, don't be afraid to write in your planner. If you make a mistake or things change, the week will be over or the month will be over soon, and you won't have to look at that page again. I know when I first started doing a planner, probably 20 years ago, my perfectionist self, that was my problem. I didn't want to write on a pretty page because if I messed it up, I didn't want to look at it again, but the month's over so fast. So write it down. Make it messy. Make it cute. Just get it on the calendar. And regularly monitor your progress. Check in weekly. And if you're not on track, make adjustments. The more you are checking in, the better chance you have of actually meeting those goals. Number 9, seek support. Don't hesitate to seek support from friends, from family, or a mentor if you're struggling to stay on track with your goals. Surround yourself with the people that can offer encouragement, accountability, helpful advice, and get an accountability partner. Maybe you have a friend with the same or similar goal. Keep each other motivated or on track. Or if you have the money, get a coach that can help you with whatever your goal is that you're struggling with. Having someone to check in on and to walk you through what you're struggling with is so huge. And you can join our free Facebook community, Work-Life Balance for Working Moms, which is also linked in the show notes. We can help keep you accountable. I do an accountability post every week. You're welcome to put what you're working on there, and we will keep you accountable. Number 10. Practice self-compassion, or as I love to say, give yourself grace. Be kind to yourself throughout the process, and remember that setbacks are a natural part of any journey towards self-improvement. Practice self-compassion and focus on making progress rather than striving for perfection, and celebrate the wins. Yeah, my goal was to be down 12 pounds by now, and I'm not there, but I am down 6 pounds. That's still a win. I didn't gain. I didn't stay the same. I'm moving in the right direction. Maybe not as fast as I wanted to, but action over perfection. Give yourself grace. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and it relit that New Year's fire under your butt. And I want to hear from you. What are you committing to doing today? I want to help you stay accountable and you can help me too. So head on over to that Facebook group, Work-Life Balance for Working Moms, and let's help each other. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pack. Before you go, if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would take a minute, go on over to iTunes and leave me a review. If you have other stressed out mamas in your life that you feel this podcast could help, take a screenshot of this episode, post it in your Instagram stories and tag me and let them know that they are not alone and they can create balance in their life too. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover or you just want to connect, DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life or come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook community. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pack.